Hello one and all, welcome again to Dialab Radio, Relay of Research Results by Audio, Series 1, Episode 10, 19321. Last time, we talked about bioluminescence and how it traveled from fascinating glowing organisms to research labs, where it is used as a reporter system to measure gene expression. You know what they do? They put luciferase cDNA sequence next to the promoter of a gene of interest, then put this into an expression vector and into the cells where the protein is made. Then they take readout of luciferase using luciferin as a substrate. Luciferase converts luciferin into oxyluciferin and light signal that can be easily monitored by a luminometer. Such convenient readout of gene expression in the form of luciferase have established a bioluminescence imaging. And you know what? This bioluminescence imaging has been successful in demonstrating dynamics of cellular organelles using highly sensitive cooled CCD cameras. But it appeared to be perfect on relative values that depends on time, state of events or cells. Dialab Tsukuba team members established a reference LED light source and calibrated the bioluminescence system as an absolute light signal. They show that average light signal of beetle luciferase is equivalent to 8 watt per second in a single cell. You probably know that watt is a unit for measuring power and 8 watt is power equivalent, guess what? 10 to the power minus 18 watts. Using this kind of standard reference, it is possible to calculate absolute bioluminescence as they show for a particular gene expression in mammalian cells in culture. The study appeared in International Journal Biotechniques, Volume 64, 2018. Please take a look and stay connected. Bye for now. Bye-bye.